She was going to die anyway. It's not
I didn't see you there.
I didn't see you. I was enjoying my dark roast posh bean name.
Insert posh bean name here.
Insert posh bean name here.
So people are playing Dead Zone.
Yeah, we are the hardcore Dead Zone players in Michigan. It's very early in the morning. And they've been at it an hour before I even got here. So hats off to those kids.
We would have played, but we didn't want to hurt their feelings.
I
didn't want to get up and like, oh, the truth, I guess.
Welcome to the Dead Zone Podcast. Dead Zone is the sci-fi tabletop miniature skirmish game from Mantic Games. And now, here are your hosts, Rob Harper and Jack Fike. I am your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen.
Welcome to the 100th episode of Dead Zone the Podcast for September 2019. In this episode, we recorded live at the Michigan Mantic Weekend. Sorry for the audio quality of this episode, but we did our best. As always, you can go to deadzonegame.podbean.com or youtube.com/deadzonethepodcast for the video version of the show. Now on to this episode. Welcome to Dead Zone the Podcast. That was really loud. This is episode 100.
The last one.
The end. This is the end.
My old friend.
Let's say moment of silence.
That's good enough. This is, we're live. You'll notice it's a little different sounding. This is an echoey room in Evolution Games in Lansing, Michigan.
Send help.
Send help. We've been kidnapped by Rick Hall and Brian Novak. We're doing the Mantic Michigan Weekend. I think Michigan's first.
Michigan Mantic Weekend?
I think so.
I like it.
MMC. MMW. Jack's representing.
MMC.
And, we're here.
It's a full weekend of Mantic Games. Those guys are outside right now playing some Dead Zone. They've been here since the early day hours of 9 o'clock.
Pat's been live on Facebook if you didn't see it.
Yeah.
It didn't work so well because their connection's
horrible. Horrible, so.
I think they put a Faraday cage around this place.
Yeah. It's not, it wasn't the...
Stop the magic players.
I hope it came out okay. I mean, I haven't even looked at it yet.
No, I saw they were there, but we don't know what happened. Jack was photobombing the whole time.
I was not. That's a bold-faced lie.
So Dead Zone's in full swing. Later on tonight, we got some Dreadball.
Yep.
Where us truly will be playing.
Theoretically, we'll see how many people show up.
We've been coerced. I mean,
we think we're going to be playing.
If you can call gunpoint coercing, send help.
Yes. I think by definition, at gunpoint, is coerced.
Yeah, it's almost like that is the real definition.
Yeah. There's no gray area there, I don't think. It's not even a quibble.
It's true. We have to thank Jeff Burbage for giving Jack and I a ride from Canada.
Yes, the world renowned Mantic World Traveler Jeff Burbage.
We met him about halfway ish, and then we carpooled. And it was
about a third. Maybe.
We enjoyed his company and.
Yep, it was a good drive from Canada to Lansing, Michigan. And, we're staying with Pat. Pat said, thanks, let's stay in your hotel room.
My pleasure.
We did have to perform things for him, but...
Yes, like Oklahoma and $1,000.
Naked.
Can
without a skirt.
Big special shout-out to Evolution Games for allowing the MMC guys to host their... event here.
Oh, we've basically taken over, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, we stole one of their rooms. And what else was there? Anything else we have to talk about?
Well, last night, we tried out the new role-playing game.
Well, I wasn't going to get into that.
Oh, yeah.
I meant before we talked this.
Okay.
But then we can jump right into it. Yeah, we tried,
Last night we played the latest beta demo.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
We won't spoil it for you, but...
Kings of War.
We won through spirit tactics.
Rick said that that wasn't the actual... He made it up, I think.
Did he?
I think so.
He lied to us?
I think he kind of went off of what was supposed to happen.
Wow.
We fought some undead, and it was the role-playing game. I don't think we mentioned that. It's the Kings of War role-playing game.
Yes.
We played the
by Red Scar.
The Kickstarter is now on.
Yes.
Go check that out.
I played a Halfling Druid.
I played a Paladin, obviously.
And I played a salamander pirate.
Swashbuckler.
Corsair.
Corsair.
And, yeah. And it was fun. Yeah, it worked really well. It was
pretty short, so we never really got to see a lot of stuff, but it was fun enough to see that it worked well. The system worked better than I thought.
The mechanics are pretty sound.
The mechanics are really geared towards storytelling.
Yes.
We were too efficient. Sure. We never really got attacked. We killed everything before they could attack us.
That's true.
But, yeah, the actual story... I think even we could have played even up. There's keywords, and we could have played up the keywords, I think, more.
Yeah, we didn't play as
like,
much
Rick was keywords. Kind of... We should have embellished, like, Rick was embellishing our attacks and stuff. Yeah. We should have been doing that kind of more. But
I was embellishing from one side to the other.
Well, you're too busy reloading your gun most of the time, actually. yeah, it was pretty fun. So, yeah, check that out on Kickstarter.
And Dreadball Ultimate was being played right beside us.
That is true.
We never played because I have to play in a Dreadball tournament, and I've never played Dreadball except for once with Jack. And I played it poorly and wrongly. So, special abilities. So.
Yeah, so we're talking about the Dreadball tournament that's going to happen later on tonight.
I'm sure you'll hear about that at some point. Yeah, otherwise, it's been good times. Hanging out with everybody down here.
Yeah. They have a great community up here in Michigan. Still more people are coming in later on tonight, too. But not everyone's here right now.
Right.
Blake Schrode, the guy who runs the big Kings War game, is supposed to be coming today. It'll be good to see him and Kyle.
And during the Dead Zone tournament, they have two consecutive Adepticon champions playing.
That's true.
We got Adam Kinney from 2 years ago and Corey.
Right. Last name? I don't know what Corey's last name is.
Corey from Detroit. From the down the block. He was this year's champion.
From the 8 Mile.
So there you go. Everybody, every other region better step up because Michigan's got two of the champions. Although Coach is back next year, so he keeps claiming that he's gonna steal it back, at least someone from his group.
Wow.
So we'll see who comes with him, and we'll see if they can steal it back from the Michigan guys. New York needs to represent. They've been letting the team down.
I don't know.
Maybe this year's champion at the Conquest of Triton, with that GT, hopefully they'll show up. Who was it, Walter?
Hey, the guy from Syracuse?
Yeah, well, I think Walter, right?
Alden? I think it was from Albany.
Yeah, Walter's from Albany, so maybe he'll take a drive out one day and come out to Adepticon and rep the NYC.
With the amount of people Rick got out on a weekend, that's not a big event.
No.
These people, they also all go.
I think they all go.
This is going to be, everyone there, this is going to be a big contingency.
Yeah.
If they all go next year, it'll be hard to beat.
Tomorrow is Vanguard.
Yep, we played our first game of Vanguard today.
Rob was upset.
Well, it's because Jack cheats. And Jack cheats and Pat helps him cheat by not telling me all the rules.
I gave him bad advice. I gave him some bad advice.
No, it wasn't that bad. It was a good learning game. There was a lot of bad dice rolls on my side. Yep. That was really what I had a chance to kill a few guys and they just whiffed.
Yeah, but outside of the die rolls, did you feel the game was pretty good?
Oh, yeah.
Pretty solid?
Yeah, it was a lot easier than I read the rule book, and it seemed a lot more complicated with nerve rolls and stuff. Yeah. Actually, once you start playing, it's pretty easy.
Yeah, once you figure out what you can do,
the
fatiguing part is slightly confusing until you actually do it. And then once you do it, you're like, why did that sound
and
so
And then all the keywords, but just like that, so you got to learn what all the
special abilities are. But if you play King's War, then those special abilities transfer over.
Some of them, but then there's certain, like, that's a lot of it screwed me up because I'm used to King's War, and a lot of it was like, oh, that doesn't work that way because King's War is slightly different.
True.
So that screws you up a bit that way. And same with Dead Zone. Although at least it's got not the same aesthetic as Dead Zone, so I could distance myself a bit from it.
Yes.
But King's War was very similar looking, so I would be like, oh, isn't this? No, that's in King's War. Oh,
okay. See, I had exact opposite reaction. As soon as those Night Stalkers got on the table, I was like, "Oh, I'm home. These are just plagued with a."
That's true. Yeah.
The strike team that I got was right in my wheelhouse.
Yeah, it was a plagued strike team. Right?
I didn't have to learn anything. You were like, "Oh, well, you know, this isn't my army." Yeah,
it's true. I did play very similar to the plague.
Yeah,
you wish the plague played that well. Actually, I think the plague aren't as strong as those guys.
Mine and plague dogs need bloodlust.
Yeah, that's true.
That would
but
be nice.
No more abilities in Dead Zone, please.
Oh, okay.
If you can take one thing from our last episode, it's no more abilities in Dead Zone. As a going away present, please. Simplify. So that was so far. It's been a great weekend. We had fun. I had taquitos, so that's important. No alcohol yet, which is unimportant.
But maybe it's afternoon now.
It's true.
Maybe maybe that bottle of bourbon will have to make an appearance.
Yes, that was from Rick.
Rick, yes. So if we can indulge me for a moment, the lovely Rick Hall and Brian Novak, they gifted me with a dice tray with the MMC logo on it as thanks for my my servitude at Adepticon, being the ringer for every game that there was.
Every game.
So
that's what I get for not actually helping.
you help. Don't
you have a shirt now?
You help me.
All I wanted was a membership card. I didn't even get that.
I just want to say that it is appreciated and thank you.
I do like how you're wearing a Michigan shirt and an Ohio hat, though. You're like warring with yourself.
Well, there is a disputed land thing from the 1800s, but all that aside, when the roving gangs, when the ne'er-do-wells come roving looking for foreigners, I'll be like, right there.
That's true. I represent Dead's podcast. I'm like Jack. And Waylon Utani, actually.
Waylon Utani.
So, yeah, that's so far this weekend. And we're going to bring Rick in after the break, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, is there anything else you want to talk about now?
Any news?
No.
No big
Dead Zone's dead. That's where we're quitting.
No, we're quitting because we had 100 episodes. We didn't miss a single month.
Not one month.
We have...
I came in early.
Almost. Yeah, you were like 14, episode 14.
Yeah.
I guess we can do a little retrospective.
We're looking at about 7 years of constant content.
Retrospective, I came in a year roughly after...
So yeah, around there, yeah. Because early on we did 2 a month, which we couldn't keep up because it was hard. But
that was hard.
But there was a lot more news back then.
Yes, because we were on the cusp. There was still a Kickstarter going on, the original Kickstarter.
I think we started before the Kickstarter ended.
Oh, for sure we did. Yeah, for sure we did.
Not even before it delivered, but before it even ended. But, yeah, I don't know. Was there any particular episode you guys liked? They all blur together and I don't listen to them, so.
Episode 13.
Before it was on YouTube. It started at 14 on YouTube.
What was it? Episode 13.
I don't know. Is that the time before Pat showed up?
No, that would have been hurtful if I had decided that was the one I chose. That would have been, if that was my ulterior motive, no.
What happened in episode 13? Why is it so good?
Because it was a retrospective. You had decided to travel to England, and I made a... I believe it was 13, or it was 12.
Because, there was an early one, too, where it was just me. I think it was like 4 or 5, where it was just I ranted because Jack wasn't available, and we wanted to keep that schedule, so I ranted for a whole episode. It was only like 15 minutes long or something.
Just use calling... people bitches from around the four corners of the world.
Is that where it comes from?
No, yeah, that's just funny. Why are everyone bitches? There's bitches on.
Yeah, imagine that. Way back then, it was still the same it is now. There's bitches from all four corners of the world. Whiny bitches.
Whiny. That's what it was. Whiny bitches.
What did we do on my episode? Do you remember?
The first one, I remember we were in Jack's room. It was me and Jack on Jack's couch in his room, and you were on his computer. And we had, it was like pretty awkward because we barely knew you. We didn't know you at all, I don't think. We hadn't met you yet.
Yeah, because I reached out to you guys in the booth.
Yeah, I think because we were going to have James Hewitt on, but then he quit. And then, you stepped up and you had to be on it. And I remember it was pretty awkward. We weren't used to it.
You told me he died.
Yes, James Hewitt did die, but he's back now.
Oh, okay.
He's resurrected.
He's been reanimated.
It was pretty awkward. I remember that. And I sort of remember that recording. And it actually recorded, which is nice. And I think we had you on video. It was before I think we could see each other.
I don't remember doing video.
Maybe not. I do remember we were sitting on the couch, though. Which is an odd thing that we'd be in the same room to record the podcast.
But you guys, I think in the beginning, you guys only recorded at Jack's house because you couldn't connect.
Yeah, there was a lot of technical issues over the years that still are plaguing us.
You couldn't connect over Skype or something.
Well, I think early on, Skype didn't work that way. Yeah, we didn't have any recording thing over Skype. We could only record one side.
And we lived closer together, and we were able to spend more time. It's better when you're looking at people, when you're able to...
Oh, I hate it. I'd much rather be fiddling on my...
I'd rather be searching while I'm talking.
Well, that's only team building, because Coach doesn't tell me his list beforehand, so I have to write it down.
And it's wrong. I think every episode.
Every episode, Coach has been wrong. It's not a joke. It literally is this, that he gets it wrong every single time. And afterwards, either we discover it in this show, and we like, or afterwards I'm like, okay, it's wrong. I'm just going to put it in the list that Coach does not account.
There's an asterisk. If you look through, you can count how many.
Yeah, he does it wrong quite often. That's what he said. Actually, recently we were talking, I think it was on the Superhero Crew podcast. He said, yeah, he can figure out all this stuff in football, like, but he's doing all this stuff, but you ask him to add like two word numbers to the screen. But, yeah. And, yeah, team building exercise, that started, really it was started just so Coach wouldn't want to be on the regular episode every single month. So we had to like give him his own show.
Oh, that's right.
To get him off the regular shows.
It took some of the workload off of making the regular podcasts.
Yeah.
Because the team building
exercises. It's something to talk about, yeah.
So we were still putting out.
Yeah, I guess we are still putting out two a month. And we are still doing team building exercise. It won't be on the podcast. It will be just on Coach's YouTube channel. And we are still doing Dead Zone TV. It's going to be on Twitch. And then we'll have the recorded version on YouTube just because YouTube sucks. And Hangouts don't hook to YouTube anymore. So don't worry about those. Those will still be going. We're not going away. We're still doing DZTV. It'll just be more like this, where it's just conversational. I think we'll probably still. I can screen share, so I can.
We'll call it Dead Zone Between Two Ferns.
That's right.
Dead Zone Between Two Walls. I'm getting a little Galifianakis all up in here already.
A little beardy. Before we get distracted, I was going to talk about something.
You were going to say, if I'm Galifianakis, that would make you Jimmy Glick, and then that would make
you. I don't know who that is. I don't know who any of these people are.
It's a bit where like the host doesn't know who the people are, so that would make you Tig.
So I'm really that person because I have no idea who you're talking about.
Oh Jesus Christ! Oh my God!
I don't know who you're talking about.
When the host pretends they don't know who
Jimmy Glick was, a Dane Carvey? No, not the Martin Short character.
See. And no matter what star came on, he didn't know who they were, and he would ask these inane questions.
See, I was supposed to just play along with everything now, but I just have no idea what you're talking about. I would play along with you, Jack. I just have no idea where you're coming from. Usually I'm on your wavelength, but you were so far out of my wavelength. I was just like, what are you talking about?
Because I'm here.
I'm glad that you understood it. Jack wasn't having a stroke.
I catch Jack's other... When Jack gets to the next level, that's where I'm...
Yeah, you have to step up, because the house is like, what's going on?
I bet you this podcast sounds like our first one.
Pretty echoey, yeah.
It's going to be echoey. It's going to be.
Yeah.
It is. We are in a pretty echoey shape.
But the good thing is this room is kind of soundproofed. If we were out there, it would be
loud.
Horrible. You wouldn't be able to hear anything.
Yeah, for sure. Which is nice. Book Games has these rooms set aside for role playing.
Yeah.
So you can just book the time. You come in, you play with your group someplace in neutral.
Yep. Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
If you have your own landline phone, there's a jack on the wall that you can put the phone in.
Why would you want to do that?
I don't know.
Yeah. And
operator.
I don't think there's anything else we need to talk about.
No.
I think
it's been a good run.
Yeah,
I enjoyed my time zone.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll have Rick on, and talk about some other things. Giving you the podcast. This is yay! Here you go.
The attendance of the tournament is very dismal. We are unhappy.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You've been officially relieved of your turn. Take your shirt off. Get out. No, Rick, yes, it's you've organized this Michigan Mantic weekend. Yes, we recorded all that. That's all in.
I bet you hit stop when you left.
And I hit it again when I came back in.
Oh, what shit.
This is why I'm in charge, Pat.
So I can put him in charge?
I have no idea.
Okay.
You can request a trial by stone if you don't want to be removed from the Pathfinder.
Trial by stone?
Or we can dunk you like a witch.
I was going to say, isn't that the trial by stone?
If you float, you're a witch. If you sink, you're a Pathfinder.
That's right.
Well, I guess I think I'm a Pathfinder because I don't float.
You don't swim?
I don't float at all.
So, yeah, we already talked about you ran us in the last night. You ran us through the beta demo of...
Yep.
That was fun.
Was that the second adventure, or did you just...
So that was my adventure.
Okay.
Yeah, that was different.
And actually, when you guys first started recording this, I checked on it. It is officially funded.
Oh, good.
Check the Kickstarter about half an hour ago.
I did not think it was not good.
No, I knew it would be funded. It didn't fund as fast as some Mantic ones, but this is Red Scar. Scar. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have the... reach as the Mantic ones.
Yeah, they have 9 days left now for all the other...
Plus it is a role-playing game, and I think the crossover is tiny between miniature wargaming and role-players.
Well, I hope it would... like you already said that it's great because it'll get more fluff into the world.
Yes.
Role-playing does that. And hopefully, we'll get a Warpath one, too. So hopefully it's successful enough to get a Warpath version.
And actually, because the fluff is so important... Big deal!
Oh, he's bringing it back.
Oh, is he not like the... He doesn't like the fluff again?
Yeah, that was like an OG thing, because I early on I was like, yeah, we can talk about all the facts, and Jack's like, screw that. Fluff doesn't mean nothing. Let's roll some dice.
Just roll some dice.
But it really is.
I'll make my own fluff up right now.
So... Yeah, how's the weekend going for you, Rick?
It's going good. So lower attendance for Dead Zone, but it's still... everybody's here to play.
It's good for the community.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's the whole... Evolution becomes Dead Zone, Dreadball, Vanguard, role-playing game, Dreadball Ultimate, all of it for a whole weekend.
Yeah, for this, Yeah, for this, just this weekend. I thought you meant in general. You guys play a lot of games here all the time.
We do. We have quite a few games going constantly here.
Yeah. It's good. You have a good community.
King's War guys come up.
Yeah, you get
Lake's King's War. Lake's supposed to be coming later today.
Yeah.
So that's some of the Detroit guys come up.
Yep. They had a couple of them had another tournament that they were already involved in.
Mm. That's the problem. You go find a weekend, and then it's September, so kids just going back to school.
Everything's back in the school. Yeah.
But if you do it in... like we're talking, you do it in the summer. People are busy too, so
it doesn't really matter what weekend you pick, but at the same time, it's an excuse for all of us to get together and have fun.
Yeah,
and you have a big plan about the whole year. I saw your schedule.
Yeah, we're looking at doing a minimum of 3 tournaments of each of the games, and next year for Mantic Weekend, making that our big Michigan champion. And we're getting ready to go live with a new website for the Michigan Mantic community. Brian's leading all that. And we tried it at first with a WordPress site, and it didn't have what we wanted on it. So we're going to upgrade.
We're going to use Wix.
Squarespace. So you got all organized. You guys are way more organized than most people.
Well, luckily because of Brian.
Brian's an organized person.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he really Brian?
He's a lot more organized than I am. I just give him the ideas. And he's like, all right.
Lately, Brian's been very distracted.
Yeah, me.
That's right. Guy gets a girlfriend next time.
So you're saying we should have booked Brian for the episode. Is that...
Probably.
Oh, okay. That's
about... But you would have had to schedule that out.
Jack, you're not supposed to say that in front of the guest.
No. Pat said you haven't pressed record yet, so it's all...
We haven't started
yet. Nothing.
I mean, I like what Rick's been doing here, and I'm hoping that...
As the Overlord, you're happy with his performance?
I am, actually. I'm happy with most of my guys. They all do good work. But I'd like to see more of these Mantic Weekends pop up in the area. I have right now Shane down working on it in Texas, and John Jack in Nebraska to cover some of the Midwest, so... if we can get them all together and things, then maybe we can start making
caravan
travels. Yeah,
I think other people should step up. We need Florida. We need California.
We need a lot of things in California.
So people, step up. If you're listening to this and you want a community, be like Rick.
We'll get some Canada.
We need a shirt. It's just your face on it. Says be
Canada.
Like Rick.
We'll get someone in Canada to do it.
Yeah, that would be kind of a nice thing.
Nah.
It'd be easier to get people to go to you guys because you can tell the whys. Well, we're getting Niagara Falls right there.
I thought you were going to mention the pot thing.
No.
But Americans aren't keen on passports, though.
No. That's right. You got to get across the
border. Everyone has passport.
Okay, so let's pull the two Americans in here and see.
Yeah, let's see. How many people have passports?
50-50 right now.
Yeah. So, yeah.
You should always have a passport. You never know when you need to go on the lam.
See, well, he's ready to book out at any second.
Yeah.
Not saying I'm going to break the law.
He's not saying he's breaking the law currently. But
I just, you never know what's going to happen in your life.
You've had a raccoon scare a couple times.
True. I had some gangster raccoons jacking up my house.
And the tufts. You might have to defend yourself against all those tufts in your park.
Those tufts were in the park the other day, too.
That's true.
Sun was down. They were hanging out at the bleachers.
Yeah.
Walking the dog. They're scared.
Scary.
You need disguise, I'm telling you.
No, I think you should go all Punisher on them. He's got to rid the park of the tufts.
Vigilante justice.
Yeah, that's I think for sure.
Most, yeah. My dog is going to turn into Punisher.
Wow. Yeah.
My dog's too friendly for that.
Yeah. If by Punisher you mean like jump on them and lick them.
Yeah.
And get their hair all over them.
Exactly.
Or his hair. Either of their hairs. Yeah, so good job so far. What's the future hold?
More tournaments and more play. That's been the big thing is like...
Map campaigns?
Yeah, we've looked at some map campaigns for Kings of War, and Vanguard. Obviously, we have some games to finish for our Vanguard.
Yes.
You guys have been going up and visiting Pat to play.
Yeah, we've been filming, the three-player tier of Iron and Ice.
Yeah, cool.
Ice. Iron and Ice, because,
Is that a song?
I'm not part of Northern Alliance. So they take...
Who's the Iron?
They take second seat. Anyone not from the North.
It's everyone versus Northern Alliance?
Pretty much.
Well.
it's supposed to be Abyssal Dwarves, I think, right?
Yeah, it's the Abyssal Dwarves versus the Northern Alliance is the story part of the campaign.
Yeah.
But we're not playing Abyssal Dwarves.
Good. Nobody has them, pretty.
I do.
Do you have them?
Yeah. We have some players here in Michigan that have Abyssal Dwarves.
I think they were one of the rarer ones.
Yeah, they got a re-sculpt coming up, so...
Do they?
Keep an eye out for them.
Sneak.
Better.
If you like evil dwarves.
Yeah, that's true.
It's better than evil fish. We did fight evil fish. hopefully... We've been talking about a long time about doing Skype, doing role-playing games, so maybe we'll get you on to do the Kings of War role-playing.
Oh, yeah.
We're definitely...
I'd love to do that.
Moving forward. We talked about doing a raffle for... A winner to come join.
Ooh.
Did we not last night?
I think you dreamt that. Was that before or after you destroyed the chair?
I seem to remember it might have been.
I thought we talked about that here.
But we did say that. Because people have been interested in joining these Skype calls. We keep talking about them doing these role-playing games. Probably a bunch of one-shots. I don't know how many campaigns, but we'll...
I think a raffle for a spot in a one-shot.
Yeah, people... We'll have maybe a contest to have somebody who has a Skype connection come and join us in the games. And
that'd be pretty cool.
We get guest DMs like Rick.
Will Wheaton? Will Wheaton.
No, I'd rather have Rick. Because, we had a good time last night. It was fun.
Good.
We get the gal from Critical Role?
No. Which Critical Role? There's lots of girls in Critical Role.
I forget. Who's came to the booth?
No, she was from, she was in Critical Role.
That was Evie Down from Geek & Sundry.
Geek & Sundry, yeah.
They used to be on that. Yeah, no, it's a future's bright. We're going to keep going, just not with podcast. Sorry. It's your job to keep it going, though, Rick. It's on you.
You've handed the podcast
over. Oh, boy.
I have cards.
Like I have cards.
Here you go.
You have cards.
I don't think it has any names on it. I'll just give you the passwords to everything.
Again, maybe we should have with Brian. It sounds like...
They can do it together. It's a two-person job.
Exactly.
Well,
I think I'm Brian. That's all I'm saying.
Guilty.
Well, then I'm on the right side then.
That's right. But yeah, so it'd be fun.
Yeah.
Well, live shows too. We got to do more hangouts. We used to do a lot of hangouts.
Yeah.
That's more than my fault.
Hobby hangouts.
I feel like I was the driving force on that.
Yeah, usually you were the one. And Jack was always working. And he'd cry and say, why are you doing it without me?
Get a message at work.
We're all hanging out again. Where are you? But once you get your basement set up.
Yeah, it seems like you're paint and everything down.
I'm ready to build. I'm ready to start building again.
Yeah.
I had a burnout.
I'm pretty burned out on painting right now, actually. I haven't painted. Yeah. Well, I did my Dreadball team, but that was it. That was a quick painting.
I haven't burned out. I was really getting a lot of things done. Man.
I think, Rick, you've got to get back to
the tournament. Yeah, I've got to get back to the tournament. They got about 3 minutes left.
Well, maybe we'll get the talent in here. We'll get Brian in here.
The talent in here, that might be helpful.
So we'll be back after this other break to talk to maybe Brian. Maybe we'll just end it. Who knows? We'll see.
The other half of the MMC community.
That's right.
Hello.
He's also our co-host on Mobile Armor Radio, which everybody should be listening to.
That's true. And the response.
And the Veermen are trying to break in. They're breaking through the walls.
We're bringing in. Send help. Send more GCPS.
Don't worry. We're protected in here. It's completely closed off.
Oh, there you go.
They're digging through the walls.
Just walls.
That's right. And we'll just suffocate in a few hours. It's all good. So how's it going so far for this weekend for you?
Not too bad. I've got 2 wins and 1 loss. So.
He's playing the Dead Zone tournament.
Yeah, by the way, he's actually playing. He's not just the Pathfinder team.
Yeah, but again, geared up for Dreadball after that. We're in the last round of
Dead Zone. Yeah, you're running Dreadball, right?
Yep.
And you played Dreadball Ultimate last night. How'd you do in that?
I actually managed to get 2 games in. I won the first one.
Nice.
With the 7 points, they just weren't paying attention, I guess. And it was like a half-hour Dreadball Ultimate game. It was quick. And then we played again, so that one took a lot longer.
I know Jeff was saying he lost both games, which we found very surprising.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta aim for that guy. Like he's the guy to go out.
Well, I thought you were going to say he's setting him up. He's just setting him up so, oh, yeah, I don't know how to play, and then by the tournament, he's just going to destroy them. And us.
Yeah. Well, that's what happened in that second game of Ultimate. It's like I started scoring again, and it was like 2 points away, and they all just came after me. It was great.
So that's good. You'll be running that. And, you.
And Vanguard tomorrow.
Vanguard, yeah. Nice. Sunday. Mm-hmm. Fun times. And Rick's playing in Vanguard?
I believe he's planning to play.
He said he doesn't know much, but he said he's going to play.
He's got to play.
Unfortunately, we'll probably have to leave because we're with Jeff, so we won't get to see much of that.
That's
but,
I have to leave fairly early myself.
Yeah, gotcha.
But it's been a fun weekend so far, and you've been a great host.
Oh, thanks. It's been great to have you guys around.
Yeah. And really, we brought you in because we're going to yell at you, but we've got nothing to yell at you. Yeah, but you're the good one. We've decided. Rick's the bad one.
Well, those guys will come back in when they come and star on your guys' new podcast, Dead Zone, the podcast.
Oh, yeah, by the way, you didn't hear about this? Oh,
okay.
You and Rick are taking over the podcast. I didn't know if you knew about this.
Rick and I are taking over Dead Zone?
Yeah.
As soon as we ended this podcast, the three of us will get up and walk out, and
you and Rick have to come and record 101.
Just close it out.
You just close it out.
He thinks we're joking. That's it. His face is like, ah, they're joking. We're not joking.
Yeah.
So there you go. And so it'll be good. So we're lying. Dead to a new podcast. It's Jack and I are dying. The podcast lives on.
They're buying it.
We didn't mention that. We have a suicide pack.
Well, please don't, because that would be...
Here's the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, that's right. Jack and I, we're just going to... Yeah, it would be really sad if we get into, like, a car accident on the way home.
Please don't drive.
Actually, nobody ever hears
that. Jack's like, just stop talking. Just
but,
Jack's going to relent.
I go pretty dark.
I will say you guys have done an amazing job with the podcast so far. It's good. Amazing. 100 episodes?
This is the 101, yeah.
That's awesome.
Really great at 101.
You can restart. You can start at 1 if you want, but you got to keep going the numbers higher.
Yeah, yeah. It always looks more impressive when the numbers just keep going up.
You got to get to 1,000.
Yeah.
Well, see, we did 100. You got to go 10 times better, so you got to go 1,000.
Gotcha.
Then you can give it on to the next generation.
Cool. Well, we'll certainly, like, would have you guys, you're more than welcome to come back.
No, we'll never.
And hang out.
No.
I'll be long dead, because it took us 7 years to get to 100. So for you to get to 1,000, unless you do, like, a podcast a day, I'll be dust by the time
you podcast a day, that's only, like, 3 years. We could do that. He could do that.
Exactly.
Yeah. In 3 years, we'll be on your 1,000th.
Okay.
Yeah. So thank you. You've got to go back to Dead Zone now, I think.
Yeah, I got the last round. I have no idea who I'm playing against yet. But
what's your record right now? 2-1, you
said? Yeah, 2-1 with one game left. So
you might have a good chance.
I might have a chance.
We'll see. I don't know if anybody's 3-0 yet, but...
it's been a close race, I think.
Well, thank you for being on.
All right.
And we'll be back to say goodbye and introduce the new guests, or the new hosts, I should say. Finally finished. It's time to say adieu. The podcast continues on. We'll make them do it. Like, they think they're joking. But Rick was more serious. Brian thought we were joking. But we'll make them continue on. So you may see Deads on the Podcast continue. Obviously not as good as when we did it. But, you know,
that's true.
It's never as good the second round.
If you've got some rubles in your pocket and you want to,
We'll still be collecting the Patreon money. But they could be doing the show. As for Patreon, we haven't decided yet. Maybe we'll have a vote on Patreon. Either we'll just shut it down or just tell people to stop giving it. We'll use it as a chip jar instead. We're still doing a live show, so you can always do that. But we'll see how it goes. We don't know yet. If we're not doing the podcast, I feel like we shouldn't be taking money for it. That's just me. But Jack likes the money, so.
I've never seen a dime. This kid here, Scrooge McDuckin' it all over the place.
It's true. I do just swim in the money.
He wades out of it, shakes a couple gold coins out of his trouser leg, and then...
Yeah. It's true. Jack doesn't deserve any of the money.
And I'm eating a pizza like a bowl of meat and fish in the corner.
That is true. But for the 100th episode, I think we should wrap it up. Team building exercise, the rats are coming through the walls. We have to finish this quick. Team bench exercise. Did we decide who's doing this? What was this month? I can't remember.
Yes, we did.
It was German last month. What's this month?
Because
I don't know what that is.
In honor of Brian Novak,
Not doing the Reds. That's
I
right.
decided, and I believe it's the plague.
Plague. That's right. So we'll be doing that. That'll be on FamilyGamer777, and you can find us on Twitch. We'll all our social medias will let you know when we're live on Twitch again. And you can see
Discord.
You can always go to Discord. Really, it's just Beetle there. But if you want to go say hi to Beetle, he's our official Discord monkey.
Yes, Discord.
He posts things.
Beetle's a good guy. Yes. Yep.
And I would like to thank all the fans who listened to us for these 100th episodes. I'm sure most of you haven't listened to them all, because I can't listen to them all. I can understand that. Our early ones were horrible.
I listened to them from when I started.
Well, because you're just a narcissist. You only listen to the ones you're on.
I'm not listening to all.
Jack's a narcissist. He listens to them all.
I believe the early ones were gold.
I haven't listened to them. It might be fun to go back and listen to them. Maybe we'll do a live show where we just go listen to one of our old episodes and
react to the old episodes. Yeah, let's react to the first one I was
on. Yeah, that would be funny. That might be a good idea.
Like a commentary track.
Yeah.
You can actually see the non-camaraderie
that yeah, developed. Just be so awkward. I think at one point we asked you about your history, and I was like, I'm not telling you that.
I don't remember that.
I never told you. You're like, I tell everybody that in our interviews. I think you were really rude to us, actually.
No. What? Come on. Never.
You weren't personable, I know that much.
I was
personable. These guys.
Revisionist, he's gaslighting you right now.
We'll see, we'll have to do it next Twitch. It'll be live. And, yeah.
I'm always personable.
Anything you got to say, Jack?
It's been a slice.
It's been a slice of time. Pat, anything to say?
Sad face.
Say goodbye.
Say goodbye.
And, yeah, Pat, Dave, I know Brian and Rick won't let you be on their podcast.
No.
Because...
Well, you're their boss, so they feel
it's
awkward.
True. They would.
And we'll let everybody know, Pat's been our boss the whole time. Mantic's paid us for every single movie we've ever said.
What?
And that's the truth.
That's not the truth. Is that where all that Scrooge McDuck came
from? No, that's why we're so we always are so positive about everything that Mantic does. We never complain.
See, that's the benefit of not being.
You said never complain.
Well, that's the benefit of not being too closely tied to Mantic, because I had complaints, I made them vocally. Well,
and the best thing is, most of the time they get fixed, because the rules community just would steal our ideas. So that's great. You're hearing this is the truth.
We're supposed to be going out on a high note, Rob.
Oh, sorry. Rob turned it into a vendetta.
Now you see the real Rob.
It's time to spill tea, people.
Yeah, we better get out of here before I tell the real truth.
I imagine this like just a somber, we all get up, leave, some ambient noise, then the Sarah McLachlan music comes, then the montage of pictures.
Well, I really think that whoever's digging through this wall is going to finish the podcast before we do. So.
It's true. I feel like there's something evil is going to come bursting through that wall and kill us all.
What is on the other side of this wall?
I think they're renovating this whole thing. So
it's crazy. I can't concentrate. We better just end this. It's been 100 episodes, people. To 100 more. And do listen to Twitch.
Yeah.
And that's it. I'm free. So,
F*** you.
Whoa.
Oh. The truth is, we've never been friends. We just work together. We just slammed the door on us. Pat, would you like to be my friend?
I'll be your friend.
Oh.
Boy, he just walked off and huff.
It's true.
And now he's flipping us off with the glass.
The contract is over.
Oh, and here come the vermin. Run!
Thank you for listening to the Dead Zone Podcast. I have been your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen. Visit the website, deadzonegame.podbean.com. Email your hosts at deadzonepodcast@gmail.com. On Twitter, you can follow the show at Dead Zone Podcast. The Dead Zone Podcast is a production of Vinland Old Time Radio Productions.
Hi, Mark.
And I'm Rob.
And we're from Countercharge. Yeah, Countercharge. It's all about Kings of War. But, you know, when we need to talk about Dead Zone, you know, we flip around the podcast aisle, and for some reason we keep coming back to Dead Zone, the podcast, with Rob and Jack.
Or Bob and Jake.
Hey, this is Pat Lewis, North American Community Manager for Mantic Games, and you are listening to Dead Zone, the podcast.
This is Rob P. from Countercharge, and you're listening to Dead Zone, the podcast. This is Rob.
That was terrible.
No.
That was terrible.
All right. Hang on. That was the vanilla one. I'm going to do the exciting ones now.
Hello. This is Martin. Fashion. T-shirts. Mugs. Dead Zone. The podcast.
Hey, this is Mark Zielinski from the Counter Charge Podcast, and you're listening to Rob and Jack on Dead Zone, the podcast. Fantastic.
Hi, this is Pat, North American Community Manager for Mantic Games, and you are listening to Dead Zone, the podcast.
This is Rob Enough from Counter Charge, and you're listening to Bob and Jake from Dead Zone, the podcast.
Hi, this is Ronnie. Get on down and listen to the Dead Zone podcast. It's amazing.
Hey, this is Mark Zielinski from the Counter Charge podcast, and you're listening to the Dead Zone podcast. Or no, it's not the Dead Zone podcast. It's Dead Zone, the podcast.
Dead Zone
stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Community Pat, and you are listening to Dead Zone, the podcast.
This is Rob Enough from Counter Charge, and you're listening to the only other... There is no other Dead Zone podcast, are there?
No. No, but I liked where you're going. You could say the only other Mantic-based podcast that matters, the only
exactly.
other... No, you could just go with that. Yeah, run with that.
Welcome back to Coaching Friends, and today I'm joined with Roberto and Jake.
This is Mark Zielinski, and you're listening to Dead Zone, the podcast.
Hey, this is Community Pat, and you are listening to Rob and Jack on Dead Zone, the podcast.
This is Rob Enough from Counter Charge, and you're listening to the only other podcast that covers Mantic Games, Dead Zone, the podcast. One more,
that's
Mark.
True or not, but okay. Hey, this is Mark Zielinski from Counter Charge, and you're listening to the Dead Zone podcast.
Instead of Dead Zone, the pod, yeah.
Yeah, Dead Zone, the podcast.
Is that what it is? I thought it's Dead Zone. Is it Dead Zone, the podcast? No, it's... I don't know. Yeah.
Perfect.
Perfect, Mark. Mark, that's fantastic.
That's fantastic. No, it's super cool.
Super cool.
This is Rob Enough from Counter Charge, and when I need my Dead Zone fix, there's only one podcast I turn to, and that's Dead Zone, the podcast.
Hey, guys, this is Mel the Train Shooter, and I've got to say, yeah, Dead Zone, the podcast is A1 awesome. If you're not watching it yet or listening to it yet, get on it.
Hey, this is Jack from the Dead Zone podcast, and you've been listening to the Dead Zone podcast.
With Jack from the Dead Zone podcast.
So much Dead Zone podcast, it'll make you vomit.